It's Tuesday, the 24th of May, 8 a.m. It's a gorgeous morning. As far as I can tell, I was just about to say it's completely clear blue sky, but no, there is some high altitude cloud, but very, very little and patchy. A slight breeze. Just think it might be coming off the... Yeah. It's coming off the east or southeast. Yeah. So it's a wee bit cooler. Still a lovely morning. Beautiful morning. Standing here, bathed in sunlight. It's a right summery feeling. Mr. Wren agrees. As we Rockies down for some granola. It's actually met at the back door this morning, even before I started recording. Mrs. Blackbird staring up at the back door, and Rocky doing exactly the same thing, about 2 feet away from her. So, I need to feed them first. Granola. Who'd have thought granola would have fed so? Oh, he's feeding youngster. Well, she's feeding youngster. That's a youngster that's changing because it's flapping its wings rapidly in that ducked position that birds to do, fledglings to do when they weren't fed. But it's got a wee bit of colour to its breast now. Not a lot, but it's come down now, and so it's apparent. Yeah. And it's feeding it. That's just crazy because it's just fed itself easily, and yet the parent's still feeding it. Tiny sweet squeak. Some of the birds are quite vocal. See, Robins. Unless it's doing that noisily, not to draw attention to itself. It's lovely to watch that. When the parent bird brings food to the youngster, and feeding buns to an elephant. They never seem to be satisfied. The hunger never seems to be satiated. Is that the right word? Satiated? Yeah, I think so. Just slept well enough last night up until I had to get up at 6. Just before 6. But managed to conk out again. Which I was really glad about. Well, decent night's sleep, I suppose. That was almost the yawn. And that's another youngster that hasn't got any red on it and it's been fed. Yeah, there you go. So, physically I'm feeling good. Loads of work yesterday again. Sweeping off all the excess sand from the monoblocks. The sanding. This at the back, I haven't done the back yet. It looks a bit like there's been a sandstorm, if you know what I mean. Gotta tidy it all up because all you do is trail it in and out of the house, even if you do. Be careful, always some sand gets in. And it looks untidy, so I spent a good 2 hours yesterday doing the front of the house. Hopefully I'll get the rest done today if it stays dry. So, being very productive. There's a great picture in front of me, but it's too dark to take a photograph. I have a overturned large terracotta pot, 21 inches diameter, with the roots of an old shrub and soil inside, and the stub sticking out facing me, and the wee rocky, the young one, sitting on top of that, commanding the food. Now, that would be one of those great nature photographs. You ever noticed that, how robins seem to favour perching on unnatural positions, in other words? They kind of prefer top of your garden spade or pot or something like that. So anyway, so physically, feeling great. Mentally, my mental well-being is good this morning again. Even though something darkened my view, my thoughts yesterday, well, it's been something that's been playing with me for a while, but it's confirmed yesterday. It's not anything personal or health-wise. And I thought, I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm definitely not going to let myself get upset or down about this. So I'm striving to maintain positivity. Positivity in the face of adversity. No. Yes. So basically, I'm just I'm feeling good. I want to stay that way. I don't want things to get me down. So my well-being would be above 8 this morning. And yesterday when I was sweeping up the sand, just listening to the garden around me, the sounds, and brushing away and tidying up wee bits as you go along, spot something in a border, go and get the pruners, you know, that kind of thing you actually do get waylaid, as it were. But to me, that's all part of enjoying a garden. And I was there for just over 2 hours and with nothing but the sights and sounds around me. Felt great. I'd say my well-being at that point was way above 9. Just the enjoyment, therapeutic, rhythmic, if you like, brushing. Sweet, 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 sweet. Sweet the other way now, sweet, 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 yeah. It's crazy stuff, isn't it? A simple thing like sweeping leaves or monoblocks can be so therapeutic, makes you think. Well, when you're feeling down, when you're down. Yeah, it's in a song about that. When you feel a bit down, go grab a brush. Go out and sweep your pathways. Even if you just swept them yesterday, sweep them again. Sweep. Sweep those blues away. Jeez. Sometimes I think I'm a flunker. Sometimes I think I'm not a plonker, and actually what I'm saying has some merit.